it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Day 16 of the government shutdown, and Paul, as you had in your newscast, issues and fallout continue. Will there be any movement today? Seems unlikely, but another story has emerged as the big news story of the day, and it has to do with the CIA, the president, and Venezuela. And we start with CBS's Michael George.
Rising tensions this morning between the U.S. and the Venezuelan dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro after President Trump confirmed he's approved covert CIA operations inside the South American country. Maduro blasted the CIA's record in conflicts around the world, saying Latin America doesn't want them or need them. And he made a direct appeal to the American people in English, calling for peace. U.S. forces have been blowing up what the president claims are drug smuggling boats off the Venezuela coast over the past few weeks, killing multiple people. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports from the White House.
In the Oval Office, President Trump confirmed he gave the go-ahead for the CIA to enter Venezuela.
Why did you authorize the CIA to go into Venezuela?
I authorized for two reasons, really. Number one, they have emptied their prisons into the United States of America. They came in through the border.
While hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans have come legally and illegally to the United States in recent years, there's no evidence they've come out of prisons.
And the other thing are drugs. We have a lot of drugs coming in from Venezuela. And a lot of the Venezuelan drugs come in through the sea, so you get to see that. But we're going to stop them by land also.
The president's confirmation comes as the U.S. military has surged forces into the Caribbean. More than 6,000 troops, including 2,000 Marines, aboard the USS Iwo Jima. So far, the administration's announced 5 strikes on boats that killed 27 people. It claims they were filled with drugs and narco-terrorists. The New York Times reported Wednesday the new authority allows the CIA to carry out lethal operations in Venezuela and conduct a range of operations across the Caribbean. In August, the administration announced a $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, linking him to a Venezuelan drug cartel.
Does the CIA have authority to take out Maduro?
Oh, I don't want to answer a question like that. That's a ridiculous question for me to be given. Not really a ridiculous question, but wouldn't it be a ridiculous question for me to answer? But I think Venezuela is feeling heat, but I think a lot of other countries are feeling heat, too.
The CIA had no comment on what the president had to say. He also disputed bipartisan concerns about the legality of the strikes on those alleged drug boats. But the president said Congress is getting the information it needs and that those vessels have been loaded up with drugs. And, quote, that's the thing that matters. Ed O'Keefe, CBS News, the White House.
So we'll follow whatever happens next.
Well, we have reaction from Venezuela, from Maduro, the dictator down there, who is talking about coups and unending wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and so on. So that's the approach that Venezuela is taking in responding to this. What I think is unusual to me about this, Larry, is that these are covert operations that are being telegraphed in advance. How about that?
Right.
When's the last time you heard of that happening?
That's a very good question. Obviously, that was meant to send a message. Meanwhile, of all the South American countries, what is the one country over the years that we have heard about the most? It's probably Venezuela.
Oh, no question about that. And in the last 10 years, certainly.
There's no question that a lot of drugs are smuggled from that country here. So we'll see where that goes. There's an unusual story. When is the last time you heard of Alaska dealing with a typhoon?
This was on my radar this morning. I wanted to touch on it at least once or twice. A typhoon, right? I've
yes.
never heard of it before.
Right.
It's unprecedented in my time in the news business.
For Alaska, one of the most significant airlifts in Alaska's history is underway now. hundreds of people out on coastal villages that have been ravaged by the remnants of Typhoon Heilong, which hit over the weekend.
Have you seen the pictures?
Oh, it's...
I mean, entire buildings that would be sitting along shorelines just overturned and pushed back dozens, if not hundreds of feet from water.
Yeah, the storm water brought record water levels to low-lying communities, washed away homes, to your point, Paul, some with people inside. They don't know how many people are missing. The remoteness and the scale of the destruction has created tremendous challenges for getting resources to those places.
And this is southwestern Alaskan coastline we're talking about.
Yes.
Here.
But you never hear or have heard, at least I haven't either, of a typhoon hitting Alaska in this way.
No, and I mean, at what point during the weekend did you pick up on reports of a typhoon approaching Alaska? None that I'm aware of.
And that said, on a lighter note, tonight, the Steelers play a rare Thursday night game on the road against a division rival.
Let's just see about that. Let's find out what our point spread is.
8-10 is kickoff. Steelers in Cincinnati against the Bengals.
Wow, the Steelers are 4.5-point favorites on my little doodad here on the sports app.
And as you shared with us yesterday, Coach Tomlin's big concern is they traded Joe Flacco from the Browns to the Bengals, and now they got to face him tonight. He has been kind of a thorn in the Steelers' side over the years, but that was when he was with Baltimore. So we'll see what
old Joe Flacco still has loaded and ready to go. I mean, we've got
two old gunslingers.
I wonder how many games have there been in the Steelers-Browns history, the Steelers-Bengals history, et cetera, where they've had two quarterbacks over 40? Not many, right?
That's a great question. So you can frame it like this, two old gunslingers or two ancient quarterbacks do battle tonight. Top stories. Every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. We love every day to kind of peruse the news and find some unusual stories. And this one, if you love Incrustables, how would you describe an Incrustable? It's like a...
It's like a flying saucer. It's like a
PBJ.
PBJ flying saucer.
Yep. You had one, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like our news editor, Pat Septak, has an Uncrustable every Monday like clockwork.
Does he?
Yeah, it's a PBJ without the crust on it, right?
Yeah, just sidebar, Pat, who's very extraordinarily talented and gifted musician with his accordion, you know that. But I noticed he's very detailed. The way he cleans his desk space and area.
Oh, there's a routine that must be adhered to.
Very measured. He pulls three of those sanitizing wipes. Mm-hmm. One, two, three, mm-hmm. and begins the process.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like an Incrustable guy on Mondays.
Well, here's the deal, Larry. It's actually Trader Joe's that's in hot water here. Because J.M. Smucker is the inventor of the Uncrustable, and Trader Joe's is now selling a product that they say, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich product that's too similar to Uncrustables in both design and packaging. So they got sued Monday in a federal court in Ohio. How about this? Now, I mean, the last people you would think of that would be getting sued by a family company like Smucker's would be Trader Joe's,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Right. Trader Joe's kind of has that rep as being...
sweet, family,
yeah,
homey.
Kind of organic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uncrustables.
Yeah, the Trader Joe boxes show a sandwich with a bite mark taken out of it, kind of similar to the Uncrustables thing.
Interesting.
Yikes.
Those things are so popular. I know traveling with Pitt's
Marty eats them.
Pitt football team.
Oh, he does.
Yes, sometimes Marty eats an Uncrustable.
They've got bushel baskets of them for the players.
Do they?
Oh my gosh, they're available at all times.
A quick energy shot.
Wow.
Smucker is seeking restitution from Trader Joe's. They want a judge to require the company to deliver all products and packaging to Smucker for destruction. They want to destroy all the Trader Joe's PBJs.
Maybe they want the destruction. What does Trader Joe call them? Does it say there?
Let's see here. I've been looking for that part of it. I can't quite find it. I can't see
it. That's curious.
Maybe it'll be called Trader Schmuckers.
future.
All right, I got one for you. You heard me talk about this new product, Knockout. This is not an advertisement, but it kind of fits in.
Yeah.
Because for better or worse, 6 in 10 Americans say a bad smell in their house caused arguments with their significant other. Talker Research Magazine spoke with 2,000 Americans who say they argue over A, smelly trash, post-gym body odor, pet smells. 59% say they just end up secretly just dealing with it, whatever is the cause of the smell, to avoid a fight. Because nothing says I love you quite like opening a window when your partner leaves the room. Ooh. Aaron, you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have odor issues in the house?
For sure. Vinny likes shrimp sometimes. And I like shrimp too, but when it's fresh.
It smells like fish.
My gosh. You have to open the windows or mm-hmm. if he's ever played inline hockey. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. There you
Nothing
go.
Nothing is worse.
Yeah.
Hockey equipment stinks.
Ooh,
it just does.
If you've ever been to a hockey game backstage between the periods when the players are drying out their gloves and the other items they want to dry, the smell is unbelievably horrible.
It's what I imagine Bigfoot's diaper would smell like.
Or his toe.
Oh man.
Ugh.
How did we get from Smuckers and Uncrustables to nasty smells?
Yeah.
And it's World Food Day.
What?
It's World Food Day. It's World, and let's see, and it's Amnesia.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What in the world?
I can't remember. It's National Bosses Day, too. So if you BJ? Have a boss you like, please do something civil. I get an idea. Get your boss an Uncrustable like item from Trader Joe's while they last.
Perfect.
You know what? I'll bet there's going to be a run on them now. I wonder how many people are hearing this unaware that there's such a product and now they want to go get one just to say that they have one and then jam it in the freezer for safekeeping.
Actually, a fresh Uncrustable is actually very delicious. And now I want one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I could DoorDash an Uncrustable.
You can DoorDash anything nowadays.
Oh, man.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. We got a lot of big things coming to the city. First of all, we had the U.S. Open here. That trip to Ireland with the Steelers, a huge success. And the NFL draft coming, the largest spectator event in the history of the region. And a lot of people are involved in working between here and there to beautify the Berg. And one of the most passionate people is Doug Hoyt, who is the founder and editor, publisher of Pittsburgh Quarterly. Doug, love your magazine. I look forward to it.
Well, thanks a lot, Larry. And it's great to talk to you this morning.
And I want people to know you're also the founder and the CEO of Pittsburgh Tomorrow. And I'm looking at PittsburghTomorrow.org. So what was the genesis for you to begin this great work?
Well, in July, it marked 40 years that I've been here in Pittsburgh. I came for a 12-week internship at the old Pittsburgh Press. And for many of those years, about 25, I ran a project at the paper and then at Pittsburgh Quarterly, comparing our region to others across the country. And the culmination of was a feeling that we could do a lot better in kind of terms of our economy and our demographics than we've been doing. And so Pittsburgh tomorrow is, and it's a change from measuring how we're doing to jumping into action and trying to, you know, really catalyze a movement to attract people, because we're out of 387 metro areas in this country. We are number one, believe it or not, in what they call natural population loss, having more deaths than births. And so we need to attract and welcome more people. And so that's what Pittsburgh Tomorrow is all about. And I believe we really have the ingredients here in abundance to make that happen. I just think we need to redouble our efforts and, you know, kind of buckle down and do it. And that's what this event that we're working on for Saturday is all about.
Yeah, tell us about it, because I love the fact that you're recruiting students from high schools to be physically active, to visibly change the look of the city.
Well, thanks. It's you know, high school, it's a lot easier to keep people who already know this area's charms than it is to attract somebody cold. And high school students are here. We tested the proposition last year. You know, did high school students still want to, you know, the old thing, change the world? And we found, in fact, that they do, and they love meeting kids from other schools. So this year we're launching the Pittsburgh Tomorrow Leadership Corps, and the first salvo, so to speak, is Saturday morning at 10 on the North Shore, just Allegheny Landing, just north of the Clemente Bridge. And they're getting together and spearheading this effort. We're calling it the Immaculate Collection, and it's part of the...
I love it.
Yeah, I didn't come up with that phrase, but it's a great one. And it's all part of the effort to prepare Pittsburgh to really welcome the world. You know, we're going to have some 600,000 visitors and visit Pittsburgh, says, it's hard to believe, but apparently true, 50 million TV viewers. So we want Pittsburgh to look as beautiful and clean and green as it can. And these kids are going to get together, and some adults, you know, are welcome too to join the movement. They're going to get together Saturday. That's the first step. We're going to clean up downtown, the North Shore, the trails for a couple of hours, you know, starting at 10. Lunch will be at 12:30. The kids have to register. So anybody, any of the high school kids who want to, you know, they have to sign a waiver because they're under 18. If they want to come, they should email us at hello@pittsburghtomorrow.org. before Saturday, so we can get them signed up and all that stuff. But it's the first part in a year-long leadership corps, really a training program to develop their skills and also to really acquaint them with what Pittsburgh has to offer in terms of, you know, jobs, in terms of, we're going to have the meeting with civic and political leaders through the year. Carnegie Mellon's going to be hosting along with the leadership, the admissions leadership of Pitt, a Saturday seminar, and these things are all going to be on Saturdays, you know, framing the whole, how do you get into the college you want to and financial aid. It's exciting. Nothing like this exists in the country, and it's all going to start on Saturday.
Well, I applaud you for your effort. I think this is absolutely what we need. And as you know, Doug, we're hearing about this huge investment money that's coming in for the artificial intelligence support, robotics, and that's where we can really gain ground and bring young people here and keep them here to make this a better community tomorrow. So kudos. So how do they find you again?
Well, they if they're interested, and if you know a high school kid who loves their hometown and wants to get involved and meet kids from other schools, have them drop us an email at hello@pittsburghtomorrow.org. And we'll get them signed up. They have to do it, again, before the thing starts. Words today and tomorrow, they should drop us an email, and we'll set everything up. It's going to be a beautiful day Saturday, October, nice weather. So, you know, come join the fun.
Appreciate what you do, my man. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Larry. Have a great day.
And when's my next Pittsburgh Quarterly coming at?
Working on it right now.
Okay. All right. Doug, good luck this weekend. Looks like Mother Nature's going to cooperate on Saturday, so this should be perfect.
Thanks.
You got it. Doug Hoek, who is a game changer in our hometown. And check this out. It is PittsburghTomorrow.org.
The city's fleet manager told Pittsburgh Council on Wednesday $20 million a year needs to be spent to replace its fleet of police cars and ambulances, fire trucks and plows getting older and breaking down. And next year's budget plan shows $10 million in spending, Larry.
Well, let me do the math. Since I learned to count with an abacus in grade school, that's half, 50% of what they need.
And this has been a topic that's been raised at City Council
for years.
For years now.
In the interest of fairness, this has gone on through many administrations.
No, this is not isolated.
Not been addressed.
Yep, not isolated to one administration at all. President Trump has confirmed he's authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations inside Venezuela.
Trump justifies his unilateral actions by claiming that Venezuela allows criminals and drugs to flow into the U.S.
That said, it's obvious that they wanted to make this public, because if it's covert, you wouldn't announce it internationally that you're doing this. So message sent, and we'll see where this goes, because to me, the number one country in South America that we hear about over the years, even before this first administration, was Venezuela and issues with their leadership.
The Steelers, Larry, are 4.5-point favorites against the Bengals tonight. Mike Thomas was asked about a quick turnaround after beating the Browns.
Whether it's short weeks, whether it's long weeks, whether it's international games, it's my job and our job to make the irregular regular, deal with it relatively well. And that term relative oftentimes means better than those that you're competing against.
What? I love the way he frames stuff. He went off on the Browns trading quarterback Joe Flacco to the Bengals, and now we got to play him.
I heard a really funny quote, by the way. Mike, you know, Tomlin was saying that he didn't understand the move. But I can't remember who said this. Some sports maven, some sports pundit said that, well, the reason that the Bengals picked up Joe Flacco was because they wanted to screw the Steelers. That's exactly right.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight. By the way, I think kickoff's 8:10, and somebody asked me, is this one of them things where you got to have that, you know, the app, the streaming app? I said, no, in this case, Channel 4 is airing the game locally.
Good.
So
all right.
You don't have to worry
about
it.
So this is an ESPN game, I guess.
Well, no, I think.
Or an ABC.
No, they do only because, yeah, there's some relationship where normally it's two AFC teams in the same division would be on CBS, right?
Right.
But WTAE gets it because of their relationship with ABC, who's somehow they have the rights in its prime video, I think, is
across
the country.
There we go. All right. But the local team has to be on, right?
Yes, regular television. And for those that don't know, WTAE, KDKA, WPXI, and a handful of other stations still broadcast digitally over the airwaves, and you don't need a cable or streaming service to get them. You just need an antenna, albeit a digital antenna, but it's still free TV.
Mm-hmm.
So they still have the relationship, no matter what streaming service. If it's a local team, they carry it locally.
If you have a digital receiver and the right antenna, you don't have to pay to get 2, 4, or 11.
Yeah, bottom line, though, is you can watch it on WTAE. Ha! The station where Myron Cope used to work. It's 50th anniversary of the terrible towel, by the way. I'm going to get you one.
Remarkable.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.